This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation. We are 1 hour from the start of free agency in the NBA, and there is an update on the Jalen Brunson story. General at your service, Brian Broaddus, Lucius Alexander. Carter Freeman coordinates your video. And along with you, we are the G-Bag Nation. Breaking news is presented by Beat the Streak. For tips to win a $5.6 million prize, listen wherever you get your podcasts. We go to the Twitter account of Mark Stein, at the Stein Line. Update, league sources tell me the Mavericks scheduled meeting tonight with Jalen Brunson is off. They ain't going to meet with him. So that's it. Final nail in the coffin. It is done. There will be no Hail Mary in the 11th hour.
I was wondering because Mark Cuban is tweeting out like scenes from Nico's office. Like they're watching Luka play basketball. Unless they were going to get on a plane this afternoon and try and on his plane and hightail it to New York to meet. But, it's like Mark's showing video. Like, we could get somebody on it, by the way. There's some whiteboards in the background. Slow it down.
Oh, he's pulling another Jerry?
He's pulling a Jerry here. So if some of you very talented folks can freeze frame stuff and get information, maybe we can find out what the Mavs are doing on their whiteboards.
The report was the Mavs brass was going to go up to New York. And Mark Cuban posts this video.
They're watching Luka play basketball.
Maybe Stein texted Cubes and was like, hey, aren't you supposed to be in New York?
That's probably how he got it.
Cubes was like, we ain't going.
What?
So the possibility that the Mavs salvage this is completely done now. I thought it was a 2% chance when the show started. I think it's now a 0.02% chance that something crazy happens between now and 5 o'clock. Jalen Brunson's going to New York. And once again, the big story is, what did the Mavs do to overcome a setback? And over time, I'm very confident they will overcome this. In the immediate, it's not good. You know, in the immediate, now we got to get under the cap. And I think that starts with trading away some of your players on high salaries who aren't necessarily championship players. You know, Bertans, Dinwiddie, Tim Hardaway Jr. Can we move those and have, you know, the opportunity to build under the cap with Luka Doncic? I think that's got to be it. We don't want to go into luxury tax threshold too much for Jalen Brunson, but maybe we can do it for somebody else who will come down the pipe at a later date. But who knows? You know, maybe just as the Mavs surprised us with Porzingis at the trade deadline, we could just be over an hour away from some of the most exciting news you could get in DFW sports. The Expressway at 520 will recap everything. All righty. I did tease G-Bag Nation Ask Us Anything. The TruckWreck.com fan text is open for you at 877-881-1053. Get your questions in here. We'll read the best ones and then answer them. You good over there, Brian? You seen anything of
that? Yeah, I'm doing. But they're mentioning now we're having all, Dallas is tied into all these rumors. With Colin Sexton, right from the Cavaliers.
Yes,
they're saying whoever loses the Brunson sweepstakes is going to go after Colin Sexton. So it looks like the Mavs are going to be loose.
How do you do that?
Here. Yeah.
How do you go after Colin Sexton?
That's what. Wow. Is it Sam Amica?
Yeah, Amica? He's a good reporter.
Man, I'll tell you what I'm learning
Sam
about.
Sam Amick.
Yeah, Sam Amick is reporting that it's coming from NBA Central that the Mavericks and the Knicks will make an aggressive run at Colin Sexton. And whoever doesn't land Jalen Brunson will make an aggressive run at Sexton. Sources say Sexton is plan B for both of these places.
I mean, that is an incredible attacking player. I don't know if he's got the assist ability of a Jalen Brunson, but I know he has more firepower. And if there was a way to bring in Colin Sexton, that would be a great move for the Mavericks. Free agency starts in 1 hour. There was a separate report earlier from a blogger, still unconfirmed, that the Mavs would aggressively pursue Kyrie Irving if Jalen Brunson goes.
Good old Evan Massey. I've reached out to him, and Evan's not got back to us yet.
Okay, he might be ducking for cover.
He might be ducking for cover.
Okay, at 682, best way to cook ribs in the oven, Gavin? Yeah, it's easy. You start them outside on a smoker for about 2 hours, and then you wrap them, and you bring them inside and put them in the oven for 2 hours, and then you take them out and wait until they're real bendy or kind of falling apart, then they're done. You know, you might want to finish them with some barbecue sauce or some sort of a glaze on them. But
do you sauce them when you wrap?
No, usually I don't.
Okay.
I'll put a little bit of apple juice or cold beer or something in there just to provide a little bit of moisture. Inside the foil, but I don't sauce them until the end. And I usually mix my sauce with butter about 50-50 and just kind of lightly put it on there. So you couldn't really tell, oh, this is a sauced rib. You would just be like, wow, you know, that's extra tender here on or an extra moist.
What kind of sauce are you using, by the way?
Sweet Baby Ray's.
Yeah.
I know. The
boss of the sauce. I'm about to check the hell out of you on that one.
The boss of the sauce.
Good for you.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to know, because a lot of people like to make the ribs, and maybe it's because of like sticky ribs or something like that, but they like to maybe put the sauce on when you wrap and it gets them a little tacky.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind them like that. Yeah. You know, I want to try to get them to where they don't need much sauce to have the flavor,
because
I don't
want to. The bend is key.
And I don't want to overpower the flavor profile of the smoke and the rub. Yeah. But thanks for the question. Yes, I would say best way to cook ribs in the oven is to start them outside for at least 90 minutes. And even if you have a gas grill, just get wood chips, wrap them up in aluminum foil, pull up that grill and jam it right in there by the burner, and then put the grill on over the top and at least get some smoke
get
on the damn
smoke,
things.
Yeah.
Or they don't taste right. It's just, it's not even worth doing it if you're not going to at least
smoke,
try to put.
There's smoke tubes now, too, you can buy.
Yes.
Smoke tubes you can use too. Check those out as well.
Yeah, those smoke tubes are great. I use them with my pellet grill, which has kind of a similar issue sometimes as an oven. It just doesn't get enough of that smoke on there. Okay, Shams is reporting Brunson signing with the Knicks, says the 469. Yes, Mavs just called off the meeting. Yeah, we got that in there. Okay, if the Cowboys don't reach the NFC Championship game, are McCarthy and Kellen fired?
Yeah, sure.
Mike, for sure. There's some sort of a bromance going with the Joneses and Kellen Moore.
I mean, if they get to the championship, I thought it was championship game or bust, really, kind of last year. But, you know, I mean, it's obviously that's not the case at all. So if they make the championship game, that's maybe, you know, if they win the division, maybe, you know, three more games they have to play, the three victories they're going to have to get to get there. Or two games. Was it three?
Wild card
division on that one. Yeah. So if he makes it to the championship game, I don't think they fire him.
I don't think so either.
I don't think they fire him. I really don't. I'm sorry. Kind of rambled on that one a little bit.
I think Jerry wanted to fire him, but couldn't get Sean Payton.
If they go 9-8 and don't get in the playoff, he's going to get fired.
That's going to happen, no doubt about it. I think this year they should have fired them both and Joe Philbin, let Dan Quinn be head coach, and went out and found a whippersnapper OC to give it a shot before you go to Sean Payton. I'd be desperately looking for any combination that could get the most out of Dak Prescott and actually problem solve week to week on both sides of the ball. I don't know why they're not wanting to do that. But, you know, Jerry told you 25 years ago he thinks anybody could coach a team. As long as you have a good front office that gets you players – any number of guys could get the job done. And he believes we assign greatness to the coaches who happen to be on championship teams.
Did he take that back? Did he?
No.
God, dog it, man. You need to take that one back, bro.
He does. No. He does.
It's a little awkward right there. That made me feel uncomfortable. I was in here minding my business. He didn't say that.
It's more clear than ever in a salary cap league, the coach needs to give you an edge, because it's really tough to build any sort of a meaningful edge sustainably. With talent, I think that's why Belichick and Andy Reid and Kyle Shanahan continues to find themselves on highly successful teams. Brian or Gavin, if you had to realistically guess, what year will the Cowboys win another Super Bowl and who will be the coach and quarterback? You know, I think the only good guess, Brian, is Dak and Sean Payton.
Yeah, that would be. I mean, that's what you're looking at. But, you know, these quarterbacks and stuff, again, if the Cowboys if the Cowboys don't find a way to have success this year, then Moore and Mike are gone. You don't know, does Dan Quinn take over? If he does he get the offensive coordinator? Maybe it's a situation, too, where you could get Sean as the head coach. Dan Quinn stays on as the DC. That, I think, would be the best scenario that you can imagine. It's going to take somebody that has a vision for how to use Dak Prescott.
And someone that can juice the payroll.
They're going to have to – this the whole thing, to me, the biggest questions are on this offense. It's not on the defense. It's on the offense right now. And, your team is not going to go to the Super Bowl unless you can run the football effectively and protect the quarterback. It starts with the offensive line. They're going to have to find a way to make some plays on the outside. Maybe, you're going to look at, with Tolbert and those guys, they're going to have to develop. Mm-hmm. Those guys are going to develop. Gallup, Lamb, those guys are all going to have, that's what Super Bowl teams do. They're really good on offense, and their defense finds a way to be really good in top 10 in scoring defense.
All right, it is the G-Bag Nation. Ask Us Anything on 105.3 The Fan. 817, what percentage of your income is based on salary versus ad endorsements? I'd say it's about a 3-to-1 ratio, about 75-25, mm-hmm. something like that. Is there any type of an out clause, so to speak, that could void the contract and cap hit if the Mavs get Kyrie and he decides to sit and pout like he's been known to do? It's just the final year of his contract.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's any clauses. Like, the players are protected pretty good, as Kyrie Irving and Kawhi Leonard proved over the last 5 years. If you don't want to play, you kind of don't have to. And it's just amazing how entitled Kyrie felt to go do that. Like, oh, no, I got some real serious stuff. Everybody's life is serious. Everybody's got stuff going on, but we feel an obligation to an employer giving us, whether it's thousands or millions of dollars, obligation to our teammates, and it is a major red flag. It's why Kyrie is available, that he doesn't have that gear in his brain. He's like, oh, no, my game is so good. They got to give me $35 million, and if I don't want to go, I don't have to go, okay, because I'm doing me today, and they don't know what it's like to be me. That's how dramatic and I think just kind of different Kyrie Irving is. But I'd be willing to deal with it again because I want to deal the assets that we would give up for Kyrie Irving. I just want them off my book so we can open up the money to sign better players. Like Tim Hardaway Jr. and Spencer Dinwiddie are really nice players, but if you give them up and get Kyrie Irving, you have a much better player than either one of those guys. And if that doesn't work out, now I go back into free agency with cap space and Luka Doncic and Jason Kidd smiling at some superstar like, hey, Jokic, would you like to come here? okay, will Bitcoin ever reach 60K again? I think so. Not financial advice. That's my opinion. Yeah, I'm waiting for it to go lower. I'm thinking somewhere around 12.5 or 10K for the bottom.
I'm acting like that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I stopped buying crypto, and I'm just putting money into an account now and kind of waiting for closer to the bottom before I kind of push all in.
But I'm still eyeing Bitcoin and Ethereum. When there's like buying situation, I'm like, that's a good little situation. I'm just put a little bit in the bag. Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah, I think they're down like 15%.
But I don't mess with too many altcoins. Just those big ones right now. I got enough altcoins, and they hurt my feelings when I look in those accounts, actually.
Yeah, a lot of those altcoins are down 90%, 95%.
Yeah, you ain't got to say the percentages, bro.
Which is crazy. the big ones are a lot more safe. Gavin, have you scrubbed your Twitter of old photos and content? If so, why? I haven't done that in like 7 years. I did it one time. There was a bunch of people around the office doing it, because I was an idiot when I was a kid and I didn't know what was on there. So I wanted to clean that up.
Well, what did you clean up? Was it some drunken photos or some language? You got going on here?
Yes. Yes. Probably a lot of different things. Insensitive jokes. Could be anything that I thought was funny.
I believe you, bro.
Shoot. I was kind of an idiot for a long time. I still am. I just stopped drinking, so it doesn't come out as often. General, where the heck are your videos? I need that daily news. Well, I stopped doing them because I was just able to give the news on crypto, and I wasn't able to give the kind of analysis that would make people want to come back every day. Like, wow, I got to hear what Gavin says about crypto. I was just giving news that people could read. So I said, I'm going to step away and just learn more. And then maybe when I get to a point where I feel like I'm giving actual like good advice, or I can point you in the right direction with more authority, then I'll bring them back. But I still have the home studio, and I look at it, and I'm like, man, I should really do something with this. Do you think Corey Majors sounds like he had a baby with Kermit the Frog? No. Mm. No, I don't.
Hysterical.
I don't think so. Gavin, you're going to be eating crow soon. Okay. Not sure on what. Now we got to get in a bunch of crypto questions. This is a G-Bag Nation Ask Us Anything. Worst date you've ever been on, Brian. This one coming in from the 214. What do you got?
Oh, it probably was worst date I've ever been on. I don't know. I went on a date one time where, like, the girl just, I learned that she completely hated sports. She wanted nothing, you know, like, you know, it was my life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I was going to say, if it worked out, I was going to say, okay, well, hey, you know, I could change. I don't have to. But, I mean, I was so into, you know, scouting and things like that and things. And then all of a sudden she's like, I don't care anything about sports. I don't even like sports. I don't even want to. And I basically paid the tab and walked out. Yeah. I just said, this is my life. You know, it wasn't anything. It was just her attitude about sports was so negative that I don't care. Anybody that's in sports is, yeah, she was like kind of like taking
like
shots.
Like a Cal Berkeley professor.
Yeah, she was like taking shots. Well, why would you even do that? Why, you know, I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was, you know,
there's some good value in it. Yeah, not a bad career.
I made a living out of this.
Uh-huh.
I made a living out of, you know,
and
being
you're proud of it.
Yeah,
she was diminishing
and
it,
and she basically said no. And I just said, well, hey, listen, let me just pay the tab, and you know, you guys, we'll catch you down the road somewhere. You know, that was just, I've never had somebody come out and tell me that I absolutely just disdain sports. I hate sports. I'm like, ma'am, I'm sorry, you and I just can't go out then anymore. That was a bad day.
I was like 22 years old. And this lady that had come by the radio station was like, oh, my goodness, you got to go out with my daughter. She's home from college. So I go pick up her daughter, and we're going out and stuff like that. And we were having, like, some coffee or lunch or whatever. And she's like, well, actually, I'm seeing somebody in college. And, you know, I just wanted to be nice to my mom. And, you know, I was like, oh, wow, this is really awkward. So I was like, well, let's just hang out for a couple of hours, and I'll drop you off back at the house. But I don't have any real horror stories. But I remember that one being like, oh, my goodness, I just wasted a Saturday afternoon.
Well, did she hung out with you, or did you just?
Yeah, we just chilled and, you know, chatted and stuff like that. I could tell that she wasn't into me. Yeah. It's pretty pretty tough, you know, because I would have.
This story reminds me of the time I realized I lost a girlfriend of mine in high school.
Yeah?
Yeah, we was all hooping at the park, just having a great time and whatnot. Then I seen this 4Runner, champagne 4Runner, sitting on blades, man, like 22-inch blades. Everybody stopped hooping because the car looked so damn good. We was like, damn, look at that joint.
Yeah.
In the passenger seat, I looked, I was like, oh, that's my girlfriend over there with that gun.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the hooping sucked that day. For the rest of the day, I just couldn't think about anything else, but I see my girl in that 4Runner that looks so good.
Now, did she see you?
I don't know if she's seeing me or not. I don't know. I never told her. I just, you know, just broke up.
Well, that's a tough one, man.
The same girl also told me that the hickey on her neck was from a curling iron.
Yeah.
Same girl.
Wow. Yeah. Not loyal.
Not at all.
Okay. Thank you so much for the great questions. We'll do it again maybe tomorrow or something like that. It's time now to catch up with the radio voice of the Dallas Mavericks. Chuck Cooperstein jumps in. We'll talk about the developing situation. It appears the Mavericks meeting with Jalen Brunson is off, and he is gone to the Knicks. Where do they go from here, and more with Chuck next in the G-Bag Nation.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Mavs radio voice Chuck Cooperstein set to join you here. Talk some free agency, which starts in 36 minutes. Segment of the G-Bag Nation brought to you by the Frankels. You think there will be less big company trucks on the road this summer because of gas prices? Think again. And those big trucks have insurance companies to protect them, so get the representation that won't settle for less. Frankel & Frankel, visit truckwreck.com. And here he is, Chuck Cooperstein. And a good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Gavin, I think at this point, since we're within an hour, it's not just by the minute. You need to be doing minutes and seconds.
Okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 35 minutes 20, and 35 seconds right now, as a matter of fact. It's been a fun one, hasn't it, so far?
Tell you what. I mean, even by crazy NBA standards, this day is absolutely remarkable on so many levels. I mean, just the fact that Kevin Durant says, I want to get traded. And I mean, a trade involving him is going to take at least four teams to get done because of all the draft choice compensation that's going to be necessary, not to mention whatever available, usable talent in the immediate that is going to be required to get this thing done. And then the Brunson thing, and, you know, look, from a Maverick standpoint, a Maverick fan standpoint, it hurts, but it's like, okay, you've known about it for 72 hours. You got to move on. It's time to move on, next move, whatever that move is. I am, you know, kind of disappointed in just seeing the accounts, if indeed these accounts are true, of, you know, arranging meetings and then canceling meetings, whether it was with Miami, which now says they never had a meeting plan, or even with the Mavericks, who they were going to meet with. At the very least, can we be civil about it? I mean, this just comes across as, you know, canceling meetings and whatnot is extremely childish.
Chuck, do you feel like, though, that with Nico and Mark and Kid, though, that they were at just a certain level of what they were willing to do? And they just weren't gonna move off that spot. So, is there a reason to have a meeting if, in fact, that they were pretty dug in on what they were gonna do?
Well, you know, even if Jalen had decided that this is it, you know, listen. On one hand, you say, "Hey, you know, thanks for the last 4 years." If you're the Mavericks and if you're Jalen, you say, hey, you know, really, thanks for developing me. Thanks for believing in me and working with me, you know, never mentioning, you know, the contract situation and of the last year, whether or not an extension should have been offered. But, you know, they turned the 33rd pick in the overall draft into a multi-millionaire because of the work that they did with him. So, I mean, I think there's a sense of civility, at least in my eye, that could have happened with that, even if minds ultimately were not going to be changed.
Yeah, it makes it seem like maybe there was some sort of a resentment from Brunson's side. Did you get the feeling that he didn't like the organization or Texas or Dallas or anything?
Never got that sense. I mean, I don't, you know, again, I wasn't around the team a whole lot, you know, on the road last year. So, you know, it's hard to see, you know, all the interactions that could take place. I know Jalen loved Jason Kidd. and love playing for Jason Kidd. And Jason Kidd made it his mission in life to get Jalen Brunson paid, and my God, did he ever. So from that standpoint, but I would imagine, you know, that there would have to be some resentment in that, you know, it's like they were always seemingly looking to get rid of, either to get rid of him or just to have him be part of something bigger, and, you know, and chasing the quote unquote big fish, which, you know, this franchise has done for the better part of a decade, and they've not succeeded in acquiring that player.
Do you think the Mavs will eventually regret not going higher and giving him the kind of money that would keep him?
He was far more important to the Mavericks, quite frankly, than I think he is to the Knicks. Just because of how he plays off of Luka, knows how to play off of Luka. I'm interested to see, you know, just over 82 games, you know, when he is the focal point, what ultimately that looks like, and what I don't want to say Tom Thibodeau's offense is prehistoric, but it's not particularly modern either. So, you know, how does that all work? I think just the relationship that Jalen had with Luka, with the relationship, you know, I have seen certainly with Dorian and with, you know, just the players in the locker room. I think he loved playing here. I really do. But ultimately, you know, he chose the chance to be with family, the chance to be really with his dad, with the guy who basically is his godfather, you know, and a guy that's known him since high school, the ability to coach him and have that, you know, lead role, if you will, as opposed to playing next to Luka on a better team, a team that's certainly closer toward real success in the NBA than the Knicks are right now. And that was always going to be the question, wasn't it, going into free agency, right? I mean, do you want your own team to run, or do you want to be a part of an ensemble, you know, where you are, you know, you may be the second fiddle, but you've got a better chance to win a championship. And, I always thought, frankly, that Jalen Brunson was all about winning, and I do believe he's all about winning. But when they money whip you like that, pretty hard to turn it down.
Chuck, I'm going to ask you an unfair question, and it's not about USC and UCLA leaving to go to the Big Ten. But it's a question.
What a story that is,
no,
man.
No, I know, and I know you love that kind of stuff too. But I'm going to ask you a question, unfair question of like, okay, what is next? You know, and you talk about, you know, it's great. I'm glad you're back around the team more and through the run and all that. But, you know, if you could crystal ball this thing, do you have a path that maybe can give us some clues?
I mean, I don't think they can fully replace what Jalen Brunson does. You know, they even if you know, Goran Dragic comes here, which is all the rage. And by the way, he was great today. He was great today with alongside Luka for Slovenia against Croatia. He looked really good and looked like the player that a lot of people, you know, that we've always thought he was, but certainly wasn't last year. Anything that happens through trade. You know, tell me who becomes available. And I mean, I think that Nico, you know, Nico's all over that. I mean, they do have very tradable contracts. But who is that player? I don't know who that player is. I mean, all they can do in the short term is, you know, use the veteran minimum probably to sign Dragic, and then they've got the taxpayer mid-level at 6.3, and they'll probably get somebody, you know, out of that who I would think would have more of a defensive bent to him. And then look, you know, they got Spencer Dinwiddie here. He was great last year. He's going to have to be great. He's going to have to be something other than the 40% lifetime shooter and 30% three-point shooter than he's been in his career. If he plays like he played with the Mavericks last year, I mean, that would be terrific. That would certainly be helpful. But more importantly, they're going to need Luka to be at an MVP level from the get-go. And at least the early signs are here in the summertime that he's ready to take on that role. And I think, you know, this team grew from within, and I think it's going, for at least in the short term, probably to grow from within until some type of opportunity moves to where they have those contracts that are, you know, in that $16 to $19 million range that they're going to be able to move to try to get somebody bigger and theoretically better.
Okay, Chuck, so every time then we hear some rumor about, you know, Kyrie or something like that, I mean, is that one of those ones you just say, how? How is that a how, like throw up your how is, you know, is that your reaction when you hear
yes.
stuff like that?
Well, that and the fact that I think it's become pretty evident with the Mavericks over the last several years that when they make a trade, it's when they actually make the trade that you know about it.
Right.
There are no leaks coming from Cuban or Nico or Michael Finley or anybody else in that room. And there are some really good reporters that have some really good connections in that room. But, like when they made the Porzingis trade, nobody knew that was coming.
Right.
When they made the trade a long time ago to get Caron Butler and Brendan Haywood from Washington, nobody knew that that was coming. The only trade that they ultimately have telegraphed in the Cuban era, as far as I can remember, was the Jason Kidd trade, because Dirk said he wanted Jason Kidd on the team. So they were going to do everything they could to go get him. But other than that, when they make a trade is when you know. Any names that get thrown out by reporters, I mean, that's just throwing stuff up against the wall and hoping it's going to stick.
Chuck Cooperstein with you. Do you think in a contract year, after maybe being humbled, Jason Kidd could get championship-level play out of Kyrie Irving again, or has that ship sailed?
I think, listen, it's all in Kyrie's head. Kyrie, when he wants to play, is remarkable. He's a remarkable player. It's all in his head. And I guess, look, if he took the attitude, Jalen Brunson, I'm going to get you paid, I would have to believe that he could go to Kyrie Irving. I mean, if Kyrie Irving, has any sense of history, and he seems to suggest that he does, although it's always somewhat questionable, Jason Kidd's one of the greatest point guards to ever play in the NBA. And if Jason Kidd believes that he could get the most out of Kyrie Irving, I mean, I don't know what Kyrie thinks of Jason Kidd. I mean, look, when he was a kid, when Kyrie Irving was a kid watching Jason Kidd, I mean, growing up in the New York metropolitan area and the Nets were going to finals, I would think that there would be, some type of respect factor involved. But with Kyrie, who knows? Hmm.
Chuck, I know you spent some time in New York, and you know that market very, very well. And if I could circle back, is Brunson's got he's got the tough skin to handle that up there, doesn't he? I mean, I kind of feel like that maybe that is a good fit for the Knicks up there with him.
Well, I mean, look, he definitely can handle it, but at the same time, I mean, it's. They're a lot rougher up there than they are down here.
Sure.
They just are. I mean, Mark Berman and at the Post and Christian Winfield, the Daily News and the columnists, they're all over the place. If the Knicks have a bad 2 weeks and Brunson has, a slump, which inevitably somebody's going to have during the course of the season, they're going to jump on him like nobody's business. But, again, he's going to be around his dad. He's going to be around his godfather. Going to be around a coach that's known him forever. I mean, he's got the infrastructure there if he is feeling at all down about himself to be able to fight through that. Listen, I think he's a really good player, and I think he is going to help the Knicks. But if Knicks fans look at him as a savior, which if you're paying someone that much money, it's understandable if they do think that way, but you shouldn't think that way. Then they're going to be in. They're going to be in for some disappointment, I think. But the crazy thing about all of this is that maybe Jalen Brunson is the guy that is tough enough so that if he's playing with Julius Randle, who obviously had rabbit ears last year, heard everything and read everything that was said about him, maybe he's able to rub off on him and make him a better player.
All right, Chuck. And my final one for me today is: did the Mavs misevaluate how quickly somebody could get rid of cap space in order to go get their guy?
Well, I think this goes back 4 years. This goes back to the initial contract. Well, why they allowed that contract to begin with to where they were not going to have a team option on him or to allow him to recover or to be a restricted free agent after the third year, which pretty much every second round draft choice gets is beyond me. I'll never understand that. But clearly they misread the market. It's one thing to say, well, we don't want to sign you because we think, we want to have the flexibility to go do something bigger later on. But then when you don't do something bigger later on and include him and you're stuck, I mean, what does that mean? I mean, it's, It's not. Let's put it this way: it's not the Mavericks' finest hour when it comes to all of that.
This is really great stuff, Chuck, and I know we've had you for a while now. I have one other like angle I'd love for you to touch on here briefly, or take as much time as you want with it. But what kind of a role did Mark Cuban's play in not getting this done? Is he worried about going into luxury tax too much? Does he not want to get pushed around in a negotiation? Like, I've been wondering, like, is Shark Tank Mark making an appearance here in the middle of the basketball team?
And you know what, Gavin, I can't answer that because I haven't talked to Mark, and that's not my purview anymore. Okay. Being just being the play-by-play announcer for the team, I don't know the answer to that. Obviously, since the luxury tax rules were changed in 2011, he's never paid the luxury tax. Mm-hmm. Clearly, he was willing to go into the luxury tax this year in order to get the Brunson deal done. I mean, they were already there regardless, and he was willing to go deeper into it in order to get this deal done. But listen, everybody's got a point in which they can cry uncle. At least to this point, the only team that hasn't done that is the Warriors. And who knows, it may take $1 billion in luxury tax payments before they actually get to that point. But everybody's got a limit. I just don't know where Mark's limit ultimately was. And obviously, it was enough here that they didn't want to do the deal.
Awesome, man. Enjoy the evening. It should be a ton of fun.
Incredible stuff. Thanks, guys, for having me. Take care.
There he goes. Mavs radio voice Chuck Cooperstein here with you on 105.3 The Fan. And, yeah, who knows what's going to happen as free agency is now 21 minutes and 10 seconds away. We'll go around the NFL, get you the top stories from pro football, and then kick off that 5 o'clock hour with all of your NBA news coming up next here on 105.3 The Fan. Thank you very much, Lucius. NBA free agency starts in 11 minutes, 30 seconds. Shams tweeting 45 minutes ago amongst the reporters confirming Jalen Brunson is going to the New York Knicks, 4 years and $110 million. So that is considered as good as done. The Spurs are pulling a qualifying offer on shooting guard Lonnie Walker, making him an unrestricted free agent. He's expected to have a robust market immediately. Pretty good defender, 40% from three. So it's hard to say exactly what the Mavs have planned. I'm keeping my fingers crossed that a sign and trade for an asset back from New York is possible, or that they're going to be able to make some good things happen here over the next probably 24 to 96 hours. You're looking at 1 to 4 days before most of these storylines are going to be wrapped up. But all that's coming up at 5 o'clock. Let's go around the NFL, brought to you by Metter Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Okay, first down, the Deshaun Watson hearing is over inside the NFL, and there are some takeaways on that. They did interview 12 women who were making allegations against him. Five cases became the focal point of the league's presentation. The NFL's case included no evidence that Watson ever engaged in violence, made threats, applied coercion, or used force. And I think that's pretty important because they're going for an indefinite suspension. That's what the NFL wants. But they didn't have any evidence that either one of those four things occurred. I mean, Super Creep came on way too strong. Maybe satisfied himself in the presence of a massage therapist, which I think should be against the law. You just whip it out and start going to town. Yeah. That should be against the law, but it's not, apparently. The NFL admitted the punishment it seeks is unprecedented. And as to the argument that any punishment imposed on Watson must be proportional to punishment imposed on owners who may have violated the personal conduct policy, the NFL admitted its director of security investigated the allegations of solicitation made against Robert Kraft and that no punishment was imposed. And based on those points, the NFLPA will push for no discipline of Watson. And Judge Robinson is going to issue a decision. It's unknown how that arbiter essentially is going to look at this story. But we are now close to an official word with training camp right around the corner of what the NFL is going to decide to do here, Brian.
This is
a triple XFL some days.
Yeah, we did a story the other day about how the league put out what they believe the punishment should be.
Yeah, they're looking for a year.
They're looking for the year. And so that if the judge comes back with anything less than a year, say 10 games or whatever, then the league has they're like, okay, we got him back in 10 games. But in reality, they can say, well, hey, we tried to get this guy suspended for a year.
This is why I love that they've changed the policy, because with Zeke, they didn't have any good evidence that they should punish him, but they wanted to.
They wanted to.
Now maybe they want to or don't want to punish Deshaun Watson, but they get a chance to make this big presentation to the public. We're trying our hardest.
Yeah, that's exactly what this is all about. It's like, yeah, we're trying. We're trying over here. So don't get mad at us there, women's rights group and, you know, massage workers or whatever. Don't get mad at us. Yeah. We're trying.
Well, as disgusted as I am by what Deshaun Watson did, I think it should be up to teams to decide if they want to employ him or not, especially if no crimes of coercion or violence or anything like that were committed. It sucks, but it should really come down to public opinion and whether your fan base can tolerate it for what you can provide on the football field. And each of the 32 teams, I think, should decide that for themselves, instead of imposing something that you feel like part of the fan base will insist on. It was just totally unfair to the players the old way. Here's Brian with Second Down.
Thank you very much, General. This is a little crossover. You see, there's a video surfacing about Minnesota Timberwolves star Anthony Edwards.
Yeah.
Did you
guy
see
in the movie, new movie star.
Yeah, new movie star. He right. He's in the
good actor.
Adam Sandler movie Hustle.
Yeah.
And from this summer. But he's also showing off, he's in another sport. You didn't know that Anthony Edwards can throw the football, did you?
I did not know that.
Okay. On Wednesday, Edwards posted a video where he throws an absolute dime to a receiver at the Georgia Tech campus and then puts on the Jets to catch the pass later on in the clip.
Maybe he should be point guard.
He was like, yeah. He was like, he goes, he's quoted to say, "Was that not back shoulder?" He said to the camera afterwards, "Don't look like something. What y'all think? I got a professional in this thing or what?" And so he's talking about this. Well, his video caught Tom Brady's eyes.
Cool.
So, you know, Tom Brady basically said, I know the money's good, but you're playing in the wrong sport, bro. is what Tom Brady said to him. So,
wow.
Anthony Edwards, after, again, I just saw it was, we're watching the NBA Network and they just showed a clip. He did. He launched that thing. I mean, he just reared back and let it fly, and it was a perfect pass. So, that's what you get, man. Guys like that, you know, just a great athlete, can do anything. You know, probably pick up golf clubs, probably, you know, pitch horseshoes, whatever you want him to do, he could probably do it. So, Anthony Edwards is getting a little love from the GOAT himself, Tom Brady, on his passing ability.
Well, salute to him. That's got to be fun. That's bragging rights.
Yeah.
Shoot, if absolutely. I got a compliment from Tom Brady on how I throw a football,
yeah,
I've done something. Yeah, a lot of these guys are such good athletes and have such tremendous skill set with their hand-eye coordination and all that. It's, you know, they end up playing a sport, but I feel like they could, you know, have great careers or at least professional careers in several other ones if you're dealing with, you know, that much. And certainly he's the guy up there in Minnesota right now that I think if he was in a bigger market, the NBA would be marketing a lot around him right now.
Well,
he's that good.
Him and guys like him and Ja Morant and stuff like that, man. I mean, they're so fun. There's not a lot of reasons to watch. Well, the Timberwolves have got some good pieces and stuff and coming around. But I'll tell you what, though, he was a pleasure. Every time the Mavs played the Timberwolves, sometimes you say, "Oh, I'm not interested," but no, that's a must watch when he's up there playing.
All righty, it is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, the start of NBA free agency. We'll give you 15 minutes, step aside for five, and then give you another 35 minutes of uninterrupted sports content. Please stick around. So much news is going to be breaking. We look forward to passing it along and analyzing it with you. It's coming up next in the G-Bag Nation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.